I just don't understand why Mike McDaniel's like all of a sudden.
I'm telling you,
no more onions. Disappointing. Disappointing, dude.
Every time he starts talking, I should just play that song.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. One good piece of news is the Miami Hurricanes. 50 burger dropped on USF on Saturday. The Canes move up to number 7 in the AP poll as they have Virginia Tech in town on Friday. Getting ready for this. Cam Ward, 404 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. He also rushed for 43 yards. Jesus.
Hey. Sweet the Smog said, got all that munion and lost all of his onions.
A lot of fat cats, dude. Gone from coaching guru to Mike McDaniel.
Oh, God. I was fine with whatever he decided to do, but the explanation didn't fit what he did.
It's ridiculous.
Because right? If you think points are a premium, then you don't give the team the ball on the 50-yard line.
Nope.
You just don't do it.
Crazy, man.
Should Leroy accept it? No.
Did you accept
if you
what?
Did, would you laugh at us if we said that we had concerns?
No. No, but I would laugh at you because I would say, I did the show with you. I know how you think. I don't know. Like, the thing is that everybody wants to always fire everybody and get rid of everybody. Do you know how far that would set you back?
I mean.
Now, I'm just, all I'm doing is telling you, you understand if you bring all new people in.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to take them 2 or 3
years. They're not going to get rid of anybody. Like, here's going to be the move. If this continues to be a Dolphins season, that's a disappointment. Right? Let's say Tua comes back, Dolphins finish 7-10, right?
Uh-huh.
Next move is they're taking away his play calling. That's going to be the next move. Somebody else will call the plays. He's going to run the team. That'll be their next move. It'll be. It will. It'll be Daryl Bevel. It'll be somebody else. Somebody else is going to call
Daryl
the plays.
Daryl Bevel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's done it. But I just really think that it's not necessarily his play calling. Although I hate when you do something to make it like Tua being on IR. That was done. It had nothing to do with health.
Optics.
Yes. Like, but
it feels like optics. I don't want to say that it's optics, but like when you get all the positive reports that have been out.
If he was on a plane 4 days later,
mm-hmm.
Yes. That mean he should he? It wasn't going to be a 4 or 5 week
thing. Yeah, and went to a big production where there are annoying screaming kids.
Wait a minute! Why do you keep bringing that up?
He went to Disney on Ice after getting concussed.
I didn't even know that. That's so random.
Because he mostly revealed it. He did a Goran Dragic. He was too honest.
Oh, why?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Because everybody was like, "Hey, Raheem has Tua." He goes. Doing great, dude. We went to Disney on Ice with our families together.
Ah, it'd be interesting that Raheem would be the one on Disney on Ice. Of course, another guy doing nothing around here. He's collecting checks.
Wow.
Sick of this guy, dude.
So here's the deal.
Could you imagine?
I don't think it's play calling.
Hmm?
Because here's the deal. For some reason, the stupid Americans that watch football think that a guy's just looking at a sheet and pulling random sheets off of there. You do realize every play that he calls for a given situation has been either practiced or discussed before we go out there and run it. So the fact whoever's relaying that message doesn't matter. We already have an idea of what plays are going to be called. If they change and go to something else, we discuss it on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So having Mike McDaniel relinquish his play calling doesn't change that sheet with all of the plays blocked on there.
I know. Hey, I'm totally with you. But how many times do we see people do things for optics?
How many times
do we see coordinators get fired just because?
Right. So what? I mean, at what point are we going to get smart enough? We do stuff for winning.
But if they're not going to fire guys, like,
you just want them, as Vlad would say, them streets need a body.
Yeah. Kind of.
So somebody. So you're going to fire the running back coach.
I'm going to tell you what, the Dolphins this week, if they wanted to do one, like, they're not going to fire anybody after 3 weeks. But, like, that special teams coach.
Woo! Goodness. And usually special teams coach, that's how they sneak you in. Right? That's your boy from high school or something. There's two. He'd be a special team coordinator. Or quality control coach.
Who was the guy that wore the, there was a guy the Dolphins had who had like the speaker on his back?
No, that was the equipment guy.
No, dude. There. I remember.
Yeah, but that usually equipment, like with the speaker around, the equipment guys do that.
There was a guy with a Tony Sperano staff and he had the speakers on the staff. I'd go cover training camp. He's like, I'm like, oh man. And then you told me you're like special teams guys.
Yeah, they're intense. Because you're asking a guy, keep in mind, if you, special teams guy, you're asking your guy to run down there and collide, right? You can't go in there timid.
Yep.
Danny Crossman? Sounds like a special teams guy.
Like Danny Crossman huddling everybody up. He's like, all right, guys, it's 4th and 39. Let's get this play off this time, huh?
He's no Darren Rizzi.
Break.
I'm just like, hey, I told you.
Where is Darren Rizzi? For
if they were 3 yards closer, I could have got it.
He's a saint. Assistant head coach, special teams coordinator.
Wow. You know why they do that, right? You know why it's called assistant head coach and special team coordinator?
Can't go backwards.
You can't have a lateral job, so they put that other title on it.
Like a lateral. Lateral goes backwards.
Huh?
What?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like the kids say.
Having a conversation with you two sometimes, I have a better chance talking to Zeus.
It's like the kids say. He's got that Riz.
Oh, that Darren Rizzi.
Yeah.
Look at this. I've never gotten more emails for something than I have about this.
Yeah. I'm sorry, buddy. We'll take a break. Marcos.
Yeah.
Can you give us the Goosies next segment at least?
You know what? Let's get the Goosies next segment, dude.
Back after this.
Let them know. We let them know. Shout it.
Four receivers in the pattern. To the air he goes. Looking, throws left side. Rush Rippo's got it.
And a little flag.
What a catch. A spinning, turning catch. Cam Ward takes. Here comes a fake reverse. He's got a lot of pressure. He avoids it. Left flat. Caught Martinez. Lateral. He's at the 40. Martinez to midfield. To the 45 of South Florida. And he barrels to the 40 of USF. Here's the pass for Restrepo. He's got it for a touchdown. What a throw by Cam Ward. And a twisting catch by Restrepo for the touchdown. One more play before this 2 minute timeout. Ward to throw. Fires down the left side of the court.
High ground.
He might go. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. At the 10. Then the 5. Into the end zone. It's a Miami touchdown. It's a Hurricane 40. 76 yards on the touchdown. And Miami reclaims the lead in Tampa.
I just want to thank Cam Ward for saving football. He's saving football for all of us.
Saving South Florida.
Saving South Florida, yeah.
He is saving football for all of us, and I just want to thank him. And I am having so much fun watching Hurricanes football again. They feel unstoppable. I'm not going to say the thing.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it.
You can say it, dude.
I'm not going to say it.
You're actually saying it without saying it.
No, see, that's not true.
Leroy's not here. Leroy's
it's
not
very
here.
True. Just, and you've been tweeting it also. Don't think I haven't seen that.
That's fine. You can look at it, but I'm not saying the thing. If other people want to say it, that's fine. They can do what they want. They can say what they want. They can mean what they want. Me? I'm just thinking it. And I don't know when the appropriate time. I'll tell you when I'm going to say it. Yeah. It probably will not happen until at least winning a conference. But I'm not saying it.
Okay.
I'm not saying it, but I'm thinking it.
Don't say it.
I'm thinking it.
We go out, we stomp.
Did you see? No, the bumps. Still? No, that's TCB at this point.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. There's not, and this is the thing that's tough. There's not, I don't know what the game's going to be that will let me believe that. Because I think very clearly with our eyes, we can all see they have a fortress up front.
Yep.
They have monsters to get after the quarterback. They got skills all over the place. And they have to what seems like the best quarterback in the league, in the country. He is incredible.
Yep.
He has swag. He looks so comfortable. It's like he's playing a video game out there.
He is playing a video game. It's great.
And so it's hard not to think it. It's hard not to think it. When they get picks on USF and then are running to the crowd and are given a turnover chain, you see Big Homie get the pick off?
He gets the turnover chain.
Exactly. I missed it so much.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say it.
All right. Now, okay.
But. Well, I'm thinking it.
October 19th.
Yep.
A time that has not been decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, number 7 ranked Miami Hurricanes versus the currently number 15 ranked Louisville Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
We go out there and we demolish them. Still nothing for you. You're still going to wait for the conference.
Yes.
You got it. Sure. That is mature.
You have to. You have to. Not I mean, maybe mind. Something can pop up. I mean, I can't rule things out.
We go out there, we dominate, dude. Oh.
But I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to do that because too many times we've been burned. Okay? And.
But this is different. Doesn't it feel different?
Will there be one? I have one encircled. November 2nd, hosting Duke and Manny Diaz.
Yeah.
That is one. I'm looking forward to that more than I'm looking forward to FSU. Because really? I need Cam Ward to do horrible
to
things.
Light to him up?
I need him to do horrible things to that football team.
Wow.
I need him to do the elephant trunk celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Nonstop. Because an elephant never forgets. And we don't forget.
Wow.
We don't forget Manny Diaz. Okay?
Duke, 4-0.
What?
ACC trying to sabotage Miami, giving us the ACC. You do realize it starts at 7:30 on the West Coast, right?
Oh, you're talking about the 10:30 Cal.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to sabotage us by putting Cal in the ACC.
That was crazy. I don't understand.
But then again, Cal just lost to FSU, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that wasn't worse than what North Carolina did, though.
Well, that's fair.
At least Cal is like big boy school.
Yeah. You know, but I'm just telling you right now, what I'm feeling watching this Canes team.
Yep.
It does feel different. It does feel different. Right. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
I can say it because I'm no biases here.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
Huh.
They're bigger.
Yeah.
And more physical up front than they've ever been in a very long time. So start there. They have a quarterback who seems very aware and knows how to handle all these situations. They have wide receivers who we didn't know they had. I'm not talking about Restrepo, but all the other guys that were hurt or whatever, guys who can really ball. And they have a running game, and they go 2 or 3 deep at the running back position.
Man, when Sam Brown got loose,
that's
that
not
touchdown.
Even counting the defense, right? So, and here's why it's hard for you to say that.
Wow.
Because you say it no matter what.
That's not true.
I've
been completely different, you know.
TVD?
Bit of a chatty pack.
You know,
TVD?
TVD had his moments, but
no,
it was pretty
good. No.
What?
Yeah. You get overexcited about everything. So
this is different.
I will say it.
Touch Van Dyme.
I will say it.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Touch Van Dyme.
Oh. Okay.
I will say it because it has a little more coming from me because I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not you. So there is something different about this team.
Yeah, Leroy's got couth.
There is something different.
I have couth.
No, you don't.
I have couth.
No, you don't.
Dude, that's a word.
No, you don't.
I think that's a word.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
They call me the couth man.
Well, sophistication.
Do they call you that?
Did you say Kuthman?
Why?
Let's welcome the Kuthman on the show. Why do you call the Kuthman? Because he has couth.
That's couth.
Are you ever gonna stop?
You know how I know the Canes
have word for me, dog.
You know how I know the Canes have the truth?
How's that?
Because I got couth.
He can't spell it. There's no question.
Come on,
spell couth.
Quick.
Not on the block.
I wasn't looking.
I was looking at the chat. Yeah.
Sorry, spell it.
Oh, you want me to spell couth?
Yeah.
K? No!
Oh, no!
Oh, God. Is it a Q-U?
Minus one.
No! Just a regular old C, huh, dog?
C-O-U?
You gotta go.
Like Cougar.
Wait. It's funny. You sabotaged yourself thinking it was a big word, and it was just basic spelling.
Oh, man. Crazy, dude. It's my fault.
Tua standing on that sideline looking like a coach.
He's probably just thinking to himself, I knew this guy was a bum. I know. I know what that look was for Tua.
What was that?
Oh, that's his first TD, right?
Yeah, him and Roma Dunze were fighting over the football because I was Roma Dunze's football too.
I had my first one. Guess who my first touchdown was against?
The
Pittsburgh
Vikings.
Nope. Think of
the Miami Dolphins.
Philadelphia.
You're warming up.
Ooh. Tampa Bay Bucks.
Ugh. Idiot.
What?
Right division.
Oh, division. They were in a different Patriots? Division back then.
No. Jets.
Ah, bumps.
Hmm.
But yeah, Tua, I know what he was thinking.
Somebody said at least Tim Boyle knows how to slide.
True.
Oh, he had a nice slide.
Good slide. Good slide.
What was Tua thinking on?
He was thinking, hey, Mike, you got a week to get Snoop ready.
Ooh.
That's what he was thinking.
It's our Snoopa.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Like, can you take a quarterback serious that's name is Snoop?
Yeah. Well, he made that
That's
up.
Not a movie?
Dude, his name was not Snoop 2 years ago. It was not.
He said it was a childhood name.
Him, Robbie Chosen.
Hey, can you take somebody serious?
Snoop.
Who wants to go by the name Snoop?
There's only one Snoop, you know.
He has one good game, Garfinkel.
Yeah.
You're selling Fruit Snoops at the arena.
Fruit Snoops?
Yep.
Whoa. Are those the little fruit snacks?
Dude. Is that because you're hungry? Like your hot takes have perhaps ventured into the realm of.
Tell you what else.
I tell you what's amazing.
Mm.
How somebody could drop off a whole bunch of food this morning with no workers here, and it's mysteriously have emptied out.
I'll tell you what else is impressive.
What kind of food?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches the old sandwich from Publix.
I'll tell you what's very impressive about brownies. That, though.
What's that?
Leroy didn't get one piece of mustard on his shirt today.
Whoa!
I'm a professional.
I'm a professional.
But if he did,
it might be a half a chicken on my.
If he did get mustard on that.
I know where we're going.
If he did.
I know
what
where
can
we're
he
going.
Do?
He could have brought it to A&T Dry Cleaners.
Oh,
our guy Ara at A&T Dry Cleaners, 40 plus years, owned and run.
Wow.
He's the man. Ara's the man. He's taking care of you. He has that fine personal touch. It's a family business.
Yeah.
40 plus years owned and run, Leroy.
Yep.
For shizzle.
And he has an on-site seamstress there. Can do same-day alterations. Hey, Halloween costume. Halloween's coming up.
Sometimes
you got the prom. You got the homecoming. You know, you got your dad bod. You lost your dad bod. You need to have something taken
yet.
In a little
not
bit.
For me.
Not yet.
No.
Right?
You sometimes I think of clothes? Myself as a take seamstress.
Ah.
And altering.
Oh, yeah. You mean adjusting. Yeah.
Oh.
Adjusting. Adjusting your hot take. But look, all you have to do is give Ara a call. This is personal. number, 954-610-9383. You can ask for him, text him, let him know what you need. You can get a quote on some of these alterations because they vary. You need to know how long it's going to take.
Right.
You're going to try to flip it before you get you right away.
Sometimes in a pinch, same day.
Yep, sometimes in a pinch. Serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties.
Do I count for that?
Huh?
I'm right there.
No, you're
I feel like I'm Southern enough.
I think you're all pumped.
No, I think you would. I think you would make an exception for me.
He'll make an exception.
I think he would for me, and he's gonna make an exception for you guys too, because Ara is a big fan of the show, loves the silly sauce. He is taking care of our listeners. A special deal for all you listeners out there. If you mention Tobin and Leroy when you go to A&T Dry Cleaners, you're getting 25% off your order. Who can beat that? 25% off your order. You just mentioned Tobin and Leroy at A&T Dry Cleaners to our boy Ara. As Leroy said, he's available to you guys, 954-610-9383. Whatever you need with your dry cleaning. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again. Everybody, Tobin and Leroy. Hey, Leroy. Jay Fig's giving away her tickets.
Is she?
Yeah, dude.
Would she be present?
Am I?
Or are you sending us an email?
Depends. Is it a newsletter or not?
Newsletter.
The Deftones North American Tour is coming to the Ameren Bank Arena in March. Jay Fig, what caller number do you want to give it away to today?
I
want to
give it to number 7.
Caller 7 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see the Deftones at Ameren Bank Arena this March. It's a Live Nation show, but if you guys want to win right now, we'll give a pair of tickets away to the Deftones, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. This is a Live Nation show. Also, want to let you guys know our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back, and we've got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football and soon the Heat and Panthers. So to enter, go to WQM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood.
And the Panthers started already, right?
They had a doubleheader yesterday, yeah.
They did.
A doubleheader.
Season doubleheader. Like a split squad. That's kind of how
they do. And where do they play them?
The arena.
So they play one early game and a late game?
Yeah.
How did, and so
Cats are back. Let me see. Cats.
I'm trying to figure out how do they do that?
Ah, yes.
So it's basically 6 periods of hockey?
I think it's like spring training. I think it's like
oddly specific hockey questions are back.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
But you know, how does the hockey team play a damn doubleheader? You never thought of that?
I mean, I never really thought about it, to be honest with you.
I mean, football doesn't do it.
They won yesterday.
Football. Real
they sport. Played. They won against the Predators in both games, 3-2 and 6-2. There was a goalie, Cooper Black, who got the win in the first game.
Is he black?
I don't know.
No, his name is Cooper.
Cooper.
The name Cooper says
Cooper. That's it says not like Cooper says intangible.
It's
like
a last Cooper. Name though. Yeah, we're still there. But
Coop can be a last name.
Yeah.
For non-intangible
Michael Cooper.
Oh yeah, he looks like a child.
Yeah.
Cooper Black. And then the Panthers won.
In relation to Jack Black?
Yes.
He just said yes. Just to shut me up. Yes.
He's 23.
And then the nightcap, you had Sergei get a little action and Chris Drieger got some action. So not a full game. Drieger, Beaver, and Bob were both in there. They will be back in preseason action Wednesday against the Lightning at 7 p.m.
I'm guessing there's not a whole bunch of...
Not a doubleheader.
Not a whole bunch of dust-ups in preseason.
I don't think so. But I got to tell you, it's going to feel good peacocking with that trophy in front of those stupid Lightning fans.
Wait, like Intangible Brown, except he spells it different.
Yeah.
He spells it like Braun. But it says Brown.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Quickly, let's get to All Right Oh No. My all right goes to that fan who gave that who gave the Canes the turnover chain back after they dropped a 50 burger on USF.
All right.
My oh no. Look, Dolphins, we too easy. Been doing them the whole show. Mine actually goes to Anthony Joshua.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Wow. I didn't even see him get hit.
He got destroyed this week by Daniel Dubois. And I got to be honest with you.
He should retire.
He says he's not. He already said he's not. But you're right. I agree with you. He's made a lot of money.
He hasn't won a fight in 5 years.
Except against Francis Ngannou. I thought the ref should have stopped at the round before he got. Because then he hit one punch and he felt froggy. And so he leapt in and he was kissing the canvas with his cheeks up.
Ah.
So, that's my oh no. What's your all right and oh no, Leroy?
My all right goes to the Canes. It is fun watching them play. They play with a lot of poise.
All right.
They're big. They're strong. They're tough. I like the way they hung in there when the game was close. Nobody panicked. Nobody, you know, had a swag penalty, anything like that. Loved it. My oh no, Mercury Morris.
Yeah.
Come on. We look forward to every year. Every year, and I knew something was up because we didn't hear from him last year when the last team won, right? Usually ESPN goes right to Mercury Morris, and they all tip the champagne, and you hear from Mercury Morris when the team loses, right? So, yeah, sad to see him go. He was fun. Like, he was a trash talker, so it was fun to hear from him even back in the day.
The only man who could really hold his head high antagonizing the Patriots fan.
Yeah.
When he was making fun of them for trying to get the perfect season.
You didn't win. That's not perfect season.
Don't call me when you're on my neighborhood. Call me when you're on my block.
Yeah.
And then remember, he had the commercial at the end where they didn't get to move into Perfectville. Jay Fig, what's your all right and oh no today?
Well, I'm going to start off with my oh no, which was during the Dolphins game, watching Cheeks on my screen.
What? Yep. That did happen.
What happened?
Wasn't necessarily something I wanted to see.
Oh, no!
What happened?
Did you not see your chat?
Tanner Connor's cheeks all over the screen.
All over the screen. Everywhere.
I don't never know, because sometimes, like, it's just too much. But I get, like...
Yeah, exactly. That was too much.
I will say, I was very active yesterday. I apologize. My heart was in the right place.
No, it wasn't.
No, was it?
My heart was in the right place.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
There, see?
Okay.
Oh. Ooh.
Blinded by the light. You
belt check, fool. You know, you put that belt on.
What if you Googled Tanner Connor cheeks?
There you go. Cheeks. Cheeks on the screen. Yep. More cheeks.
Yeah. Love that.
That was just a no-no for me. So someone's heart who was in the right place this weekend was when I had one of my best friends showed up and kind of gave me a little surprise, which was that I was going to be on the team.
Wow.
So I'm really excited.
Scooby could fit that right now.
Scooby's trying to get into it. So.
That dog is definitely not trying to get into it.
That dog is not trying to get into it. He's probably looking up at you right. That's not true. Don't try to put that on me. That's people clothes. People clothes.
Anyway, that made me really happy.
Oh, that's
weekend,
cool.
So.
That's pretty cool.
All right.
What do you got, Frog Boy?
My all right goes to me officially signing a marriage license yesterday.
All right.
Shout out to the Hordes for authenticating that document.
And your oh no has to be forever. You and Mima are going to have a relationship.
My oh no goes to Mima.
What?
No, oh, no. I didn't even know it.
Tread lightly, dude.
Mima.
No, can I explain? I'll explain it. So I went to get something or whatever while they were signing the stuff, right? And I come back in, and as Glenn's cousin, right? She was a witness. And so I came back, And Mima just jumped on in. Mima just, was a witness.
She already signed right? the paper.
She signed it before I got back. So he goes, hey, forever, I'm going to know Mima.
I'm just going to know. Every time I look at my marriage license, I'm reminded of the witnesses that were there. Mima.
Damn it, just tell my know. Friend.
Hey, I'm okay. telling you. Hey, the French.
Yeah.
The Canadian, they like to just jump on in.
Damage right? is done.
They like to jump on in. Like,
well, you know what? It's a reliable source. I like the
show. I guess, but like, think about this. You know who Mimi. You met her before. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
She was the second one assigned, too. A right. second witness isn't necessary. But if it was.
Can't hurt, though.
I would like for Leroy Ward, you know?
Right?
Like, for it to be, you know.
I went to get some water. I thought you guys had to fill out some stuff.
Man, well, if anything, your own note should be Leroy for leaving.
I didn't know.
He took me with him, dude. I think right. he was showing me like a picture. Or
something. I was showing him something. So me and him left, came back.
There goes.
Done.
Already done. She's putting a stamp on the paper.
Yeah.
Mima's out here making sure everything's good. She's putting the picture up to the light.
Like, wow.
She's licking her thumb, going through the paper, making sure the contract's all good.
I mean, it was like, I'm like, my, he goes, forever, I'm Mima. Like, what happened?
I'll be honest with you. You never look at the marriage certificate anyway.
I don't even know where mine is.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Do you need a third witness?
At this point, yeah, I'm gonna go outside. Maybe one of the
Leroy's
guys,
name.
One of the people who worked at the pizza spot downstairs.
It was just a crazy thing. Like, I'm like,
what? If anybody wants to sign my marriage certificate, by the way, I'll be at okay. whiskey yeah. and something, whatever.
Then you win a prime rib,
Froggy
Bring
Beloveds.
Yeah, no, Froggy Beloved. What?
We'll talk to you, rascals, tomorrow. And that is why we could be in the position that we're in.
Whoa. Carmen, we got beat by Geno Effin Smith.
Can I tell you?
Hey, I can
Geno
give you.
Smith!
And just one more question. Tobin, are you my pal? Are we buddies? Yes or no?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not
Don't
you.
Do it. Don't do it! No!
What are we doing?
And that is why we could be in the position that we're in.
Whoa. Carmen, the best part about waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Hope you motherfuckers have a good day.